continue with the disability theme, we are looking at the importance of taking technology-dependent kids home and teaching their immediate family on how to handle the condition and the machinery to help us unpack this. In studio, I'm joined by Sister Primrose Shabangu. Primrose is a nursing sister in the Tracheism Unit at Red Charles Hospital and involved with Breathe Easy program. She graduated from UWC in 2009 with a BTO degree and has been working with Trache Unite at Red Charles for 2 years. Hi, Sister Primrose. Is there anything in the introduction I didn't mention that you would like to add?
Hi, Atule. Thank you for having me. You also didn't mention I love working with children, and working with children has been my dream come true.
How did you get involved with the Breathe Easy program?
Well, after I graduated from university, I did my community service here in Red Cross, and I worked for a few years in a different ward. And after I had my twins, I decided to change things and do something different. That's how I came to work with the Breathe Easy program.
What is the process that you considered before taking a child home?
Well, there's a lot of things you have to consider, and it's a long process, which is not always easy. But first of all, we have to make sure that the child is medically stable, which means the child is ready and it's safe for them to go home. And then we have to make sure that the parent or whoever's going to be looking after them at home is able to do everything that the child needs. And then even before they go home, we go to the child's house to see that the house is suitable for them to stay in. Will they have access to water, electricity, the basics? If the child is in a wheelchair, for example, how are they going to get into and out of the house? And then after this process and everything is suitable, if there's some changes that need to be done, we first have to make sure that those changes are done even before we discharge the child in hospital. We have to make sure that the parent or the mom knows how to look after the equipment and what to do if anything goes wrong. So that would be in case of emergency. How would they get to hospital? Who would they call? And what would be safe for them? And then we also have to make sure that the mommy or the dad or whoever's looking after them knows how to give them the medication and when. And that's about it.
Now, Sister Primrose, why is it important for the Breathe Easy program to make sure technology-dependent kids get home and teaching their immediate family on how to handle the condition and the machinery?
Well, Atule, we all like to be home, don't we? And we all know that staying in hospital for a long time is not nice. So with technology-dependent children, it's important that we train the mom how to look after the machine so that they can go home and not stay in hospital a long time. Imagine being in hospital for months and months and months. It won't be nice for you or your family. All the people that love you, they're going to miss you, aren't they?
Yes.
So it's nice for the child to be able to go home to their family. That way they can spend time with their family and they can go to school and they can continue living amongst the community, which will help them also feel better. And for the machinery, it's important that we teach the family how to look after this equipment, because it's very, very expensive and it's not always easy for us to get a replacement should it get damaged.
What have you learned in the past 2 years that you've worked in the Tracheal unit?
Well, I've learned a lot of things, but I think the most important thing is the equipment that we have, technology itself, how important technology is and how it makes our lives easier and how it improves the health of the child who needs it, but most of all, I've learned how strong the children and the families are to be able to look after this expensive equipment and manage the child's condition at home.
What are some of the challenges the program has faced?
We face a lot of challenges, but I think the biggest one would be when the child gets sick, and most of the time this could be in a way of infection and having the equipment also breaking down and not being able to replace the equipment, which means that the child has to stay in hospital until the infection clears or until we get a replacement for the equipment.
Are there any successful interventions that you would like to share with us?
Well, there are many, many, but I think the most obvious one would be most of our children who go home and then they come back, and some of them, most of them are radio DJs and producers. So it's nice for them to be, it's nice for us to be able to see that the program is successful and we are making a difference and that technology really is helping us. And like I said before, that the children are able to go home and go to school, matriculate and study on further.
Mm. What would you say to parents that are hesitant about taking their kids home?
I would say I know it's scary being faced with this challenge, whatever it may be, but you have to be brave for your child and for yourself and stay strong and positive, because with hard work comes good success.
Yes. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.